Main gets out a hand pass back to Mundy. Now he kicks inside the attacking 50. Tabernard tracking the ball back 20 out from his attacking goal in the left forward pocket. Dribbles a goal and kicks it. Great start from Matty Tabernard. Blakely, he's bumped off his kick. Now it ricochets for Subin. Spins out of trouble. Flying shot on goal. And he threads the eye of the needle. Subin with another goal of the round contender.
Ground coming up with it. Mundy, handball defensively. Gorn with the interception though. Handball inside 50. Garlett was waiting for it, but getting onto it first. Kent looking for his second goal of the night. Bounces in the goal square. Bounces through. Melbourne with the attack. Melbourne with the lead.
It's the D's highest scoring first term this year as the long kick to the wing. Tabana drags in the mark. Mark of the round contender there. Now White sets it up. Big pack forms. Viney with the fly. Not quite. Knocked away. Comes down to Vandenberg. Flying snap on goal. It's bending back. And he snuck it home.
16 minutes elapsed in this second quarter. We've seen one goal. That's been far from inspiring football. But maybe Dean Kent can inspire us now. He brings up the hat-trick. Matthew Pavlich directly in front of goal. Looking for Fremantle's first goal, not only of the second quarter, but their first goal since the 11-minute mark of the first term. Kicks, goals.
Here they come.
They're up and about now, the Fremantle fans.
Sheridan, who kicks long beyond defensive 50. Tabana, can't mark. Comes down at ground level for the D's. Jones receives the hand pass, runs to 49, kicks the goal.
Lockie Neal, the picker. Handballs it off to Stephen Hill in toward the right forward pocket. Michael Walters from behind. Knocked it down to Pavlich. Snap. Goal. Pav gets his second. Fans come to life. Maybe she's not all dead and buried here in Darwin just yet. Vandenberg off a step. Gives it to Grimes. He launches down the broadcast wing. Ball punched away. Lux of fortune for Melbourne. Lands in the hands of Dean Kent. Long inside 50. Top of the goal square. Hogan. Bang. Goal. He gets his second. Too easy for the Demons. Too easy. Stephen Hill handballs it off to Pavlich. Kick inside 50. Mark taken by Chris Main. Goal opportunity for the Fremantle Dockers. Kick from Main. Goal to the Dockers. Fremantle get their fifth of the night. Jeez, the Fremantle fans are taking anything at the moment.
Sheridan on the logo. Gets it back. Now he goes long. A banana of sorts towards Pavlich. Tom McDonald going back with courage. Takes a nice chest mark. That's a mark of the round contender. Sutcliffe goes upstairs and takes the mark. Just beyond his defensive 50. A short pass. Just the required 15. Lands on the chest of Matthew Pavlich. Trudges in. Kicks on goal. It's a good-looking drop punt. It's a goal. Fremantle have kicked three on the bounce.
Jones just got the kick away. Inside 50. Coming through. I reckon Hogan's clasped the mark. He has one bite. Finished it on the second. And will kick directly in front. So, Jesse Hogan. A few little stutters. Comes around on a bit of an arc. Spears at the drop punt. And drives it home. Four goal haul for Jesse Hogan tonight. Even a few of the Fremantle fans giving a nice generous applause. Neil Sharks just puts boot to ball. Certainly not his prolific best tonight. Lockie Neil. Ballantyne against the boundary line. Oh, swings around his man. Ballantyne, the banana, bends it back. Superb. Now that is a bit of theatre. Superb stuff from Hayden Ballantyne. 15-87 Melbourne, Fremantle 8-7-55, and that's all she wrote here at TIO Stadium in Darwin. It's Melbourne's win, 12-15-87, defeating Fremantle 8-7-55. Not going to get much of the song, unfortunately, due to the lack of effects here at TIO Stadium, but
sing along, Shane.
Needless to say, it's a grand old flag tonight.